that's why I got the big. Yeah, I got a my head. I'm taking my chances. I could have been dead. I started climbing from the bottom. Oh, yeah. All the way to the top. And before I knew it, I was up and down. You believe in that?
Greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program, and today's recording date is Sunday, November the 2nd, 2014. Once again, 84 years ago, Haile Selassie, November 2nd, 1930, crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords, conquering Lion of the Tribe of Judah in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, teaching us that in this day and time, we must be the power and light and glory of the Holy Trinity. The power and might and glory of the Holy Trinity. We must have the power of the unafraid one, the creator without fear. Rastafari means the head creator without fear. We are being born again into the mind of the head creator without fear, because we need to be fearless. We need to squash our feelings of fear, that we may overcome and overturn this system, no matter what they do, by being born again into the reality that we are Haile Selassie I, the might and power and glory of the Holy Trinity. Trinity, Father, Mother, Father, Son, and Mother, Holy Spirit. The Son represents you and me as Christ, the firstborn of creation. We have fallen from that reality, forgotten that we are the glory of the Almighty, the glory of the Trinity. So through Christ again, we become born again into that reality. Now, tracking my notes, Chapter 24 of Job, verse 3, we see that the wicked take pledges for corruption to facilitate the theft of land, wealth, and resources. And that word having to do with pledges. Do your own research. I'm not going into all the words all the time, but going into the words some of the time, but giving you enough, us enough, that we may do our research. Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary Lexicon, www.blueletterbible.org, or www.b4blue, L for letter, and B for Bible, blb.org. Research the definitions of these words, my dear beautiful sisters and brothers. But the word pledge, and look at how we're in the election season. Look at how the politicians make a pledge to us and make a pledge to monetary donors and make a pledge to the wicked ruling class and ruling families. The pledge to the people is to do right by the people. Whether they come Democrat or come Republican, they all tell the people, we're going to do right by you. But there's another pledge that we don't see. The pledge to the financial institutions and the pledge to the wicked ruling class and ruling families. I say once again, some years ago when Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton were running for the presidency around, was it 2008? They both stopped off to the Bilderberg group meeting somewhere in Europe and pledged to the Bilderbergs, which is a branch of the Illuminati, a branch of the wicked ruling class and ruling families, to facilitate the theft of land, wealth, and resources. So they pledged to the Bilderbergs that they, Clinton, Hillary, Obama, Barack, would be willing, ready, and able to do their bidding to continue colonialism, slavery, exploitation, bloodshed, warfare. And ever since Mr. Obama has been in office, you have seen nothing but more warfare, more bloodshed, and the justification of more warfare and more bloodshed and theft of land, wealth, and resources. And I'm reminded, I have to go with my mind, I'm reminded that the action between Israel and Syria, Netanyahu and his government supporting ISIS, supporting Al-Qaeda financially with weapons, and building a medical facility to rehabilitate Al-Qaeda, ISIS, put them back into the battlefield against Syria. Why attack Syria? Why attack Syria? Israel wants the whole of Syria for themselves. Look at the maps. Look at the documents. Do your research. They want the whole of Syria for themselves and part of Saudi Arabia, part of other nations in that region and territory, and part of Egypt. And they want all the people out, dead or out. And that's why you see the action at this time between Israel and Syria and Britain and Syria and Saudi Arabia and Syria. And you would think that Saudi Arabia would not support such wickedness. But the poor working class masses of Saudi Arabia have nothing to do with this. This is the house of Fahd, I believe his name is. King Fahd's house. The Saudi royal family in league with the Israeli government, in league with British financial institutions, House of Rothschild, etc., in league with America and the technocrats that run America. They're all in league together to propagate eugenics, eugenicism, destruction of people, theft of land, wealth, and resources. This is the type of pledge that they have been pledging with one another. Verse 4 of chapter 24 of Job, we look at the terrible condition of the people, the terrible condition of the poor and the oppressed. In verse 5, we see how the poor and the oppressed have been reduced to an animal existence, scrounging all day for food. Men and women not having living wage job, men and women being moved off of their farms and their land and their territory in such a desperate state that the actions that we see coming from our sisters and brothers in such condition are the actions of an animal living on instinct, not living on thinking power, brain, and intellect. So desperate, scrounging for food, don't know where food and drink is coming from. Don't know where food and drink and clothing and shelter are coming from. Living second by second, minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day, week by week, etc., etc. Now, being verse 6, being forced to take food and sustenance from those who have it. Now, sisters and brothers, many of us condemn sisters and brothers who live like that. Say, you shouldn't have any reason to thieve and steal. There's no reason for it. We're given the thought that these poor working class people are evil for stealing something that they need, such as food and water and maybe something for the baby. But what about the one that put the sister and the brother in that condition? The little sister and brother on the street did not create the system, did not create the financial institutions that work night and day to destroy and crush poor working class people, destroy living wage job, move people from state to state, city to city, nation to nation, human trafficking, people having to move now because their land, wealth, and resources have been stolen and taken. And so now they have to move to another territory to find sustenance, subsistence, to live. Then corporations actually go over the border and solicit workers. Even in the Middle East, workers are solicited from the Philippines, from various places of poverty, so that they may suffer and be taken advantage of in the Middle East, working for some oil baron. Same thing goes for the United States of North America. Many of your corporations, farming corporations, agribusiness, warehouse corporations, send representatives overseas to solicit men and women, boys and girls, into the job market to be taken advantage of, to be exploited. So sisters and brothers, driven to desperation, needing food, now having to steal for that food, steal for that water. Remember Hurricane Katrina? Remember Black and Caucasian having to go to an abandoned supermarket and take something to eat. So don't condemn the little sister and brother, be they black, brown, red, yellow, or Caucasian. Condemn the system for creating such a condition. And so, verse 10, we see that the people have been uncovered, made to be naked. The sheaf, the covering, has been taken from the poor. That sheaf or that covering is the word omer. It's a masculine noun rooted in amar, to bind, sheaves to gather. But then rooted in these definitions, to manipulate, to deal tyrannically with, to treat as a slave. And so we see the process to move from being clothed with knowledge and wisdom and understanding, clothed with clothing, clothed with shelter, clothed with a home, clothed with a living wage job, clothed with education, clothed with health. All of this has been stripped away and taken away from the masses. So the masses are uncovered and are being manipulated and suffering tyranny and being treated as a slave. And so, sisters and brothers, we see that we must be born again. We must go into the science of birth, rebirth, and resurrection. We must go into the science of the zodiac and look at the birth, rebirth, and resurrection of the sun as our birth, rebirth, and resurrection from the original virgin birth, immaculate conception. And then we move to the book, the chapter of 42 in the book of Job again. And we see that in verse 14, that Job, after he had suffered all that he had suffered, he was replenished 2 times of his original reality. But what was interesting was the names. When I began to look at the names of his children that he was blessed to have after all the tragedy that he had suffered, and one of the names, Karen Hoppert, and let me hear the pronunciation officially.
Strong's age, 7163. Karen Hapuch. Karen Hapuch.
Remember Karen and Karan, having to do with the horn, having to do with strength, having to do with light, having to do with brightness. And so the transforming power of light from the sun, representing knowledge and wisdom and overstanding and understanding, giving us the power of thinking, the power of the mind, the power of consciousness, that we might be born again, that we might be raised up from a low level. See, alchemy is the very real science of raising a base metal into a high degree metal by the adding on of protons, and I would suspect neutrons and electrons, but I've heard it said adding more protons to a base element will raise that element up into a higher element. So if you have silver, I believe it's 47, but you have gold at 79. I'm going from memory, sisters and brothers. So you subtract 48 from 79, and you get 31. So theoretically, if you could add 31 protons to silver, if silver is 47, then that's 47 from 79, which would be 32. I can't remember whether silver is 47 or 48. I'm going to keep with my memory. I believe it's 47, but you can look these up, research these realities easily. If silver is 47 and gold is 79, you take 42 out of 79, you get 32. So if you could take 32 protons and add them to silver, then you would have gold, which is 79 protons, neutrons, and electrons. That's on the physical side. Apparently, that was an African science. I've heard it from Dr. Gabriel Oyibo, Dr. Booker T. Coleman, and Dr. Phil Valentine, that this was an African science, sisters and brothers. But when we take that metaphysically and look at ourselves, then we say the light and knowledge and wisdom of the Almighty, represented by the power of the sun and the power to transform and burn off and purify the impurities, then we can see how the knowledge and wisdom of the Almighty burns off the dross, burns off the gross matter, burns off the gross thinking, and transforms us and raises us up from a base level to a living, in the words of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, a living perpendicular, standing upright at a 90 degree angle standing on the square of truth, justice, and righteousness. So all of that is tied to the word Keren, which is rooted in another word, Quran, which reminds me of Quran. But what about this other word, Hapuk? Let's hear the pronunciation again.
Strong's H, 7163. Keren Hapuch. Keren Hapuch.
Hapuch is antimony. Keren Hapuch is the horn of antimony, or the strength, the light of antimony. Now, what is antimony? If you run that word in the etymological root of the Hebrew, you get this word.
Strong's H, 6320. Potifar. Potifar. Second entry. Puch. Puch. Third entry. Puch. Puch.
The puch giving us the hapuch. Okay, Keren Hapuk. The Keren is the horn, which is rooted in the words having to do with light and strength. Okay, but the Hapuk is antimony and is etymologically rooted in the word Puk, 6320 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. It's having to do with colors, having to do with paint. And I'm already reminded of the seven colors of the rainbow, but the dark matter, dark energy, being the cause of the light, the cause of the colors, but antimony and stibium, also defined as black paint or and eye cosmetic. So, this word has to do with cosmetics and the painting of the face or the painting of the eyes with various colors. Here the color is black paint, but antimony and stibium. Let me see now, my beautiful sisters and brothers. I researched these words. This word antimony is a scientific word, is a part of the atomic element table or atomic table of elements. Antimony, stibnite, which is related to stibium, stibnite, antimonite, is a sulfide mineral with the formula capital S, lowercase b, the number 2, and S3. Stibnite is a lead gray mineral having to do with prisms and crystals. And we are reminded of the waters of Noon, Revelation chapter 4, verse 3. All of those minerals and resources and quartz and plasma and emeralds and jasper. All of these resources were originally in the waters of Noon. All of the universe coming from the waters of Noon. So in the waters of Noon are the realities of everything that we see after the transformation of the waters of Noon by the power of light into quartz, into emeralds, into jasper, into sun, moon, stars, and planets, etc. And we see that the plasma and the quartz and the cells and the pressing of glass together. Quartz is glass, a type of glass. And the pressing of glass together. And the production of a three-dimensional reality. Height, width, and breadth. All of that, when we study the crystals and study the quartz and study the prisms, and prisms are multi-sided glass, like a pyramid, sometimes six sides, sometimes seven, eight, nine sides, producing color of the rainbow, the colors of the rainbow because of the shining of the white light of the sun by the power of dark energy and dark matter. All of that science right here in the word stibnite, which is related to antimonite, which is related to this word antimony, which is the pook and the hapuk in this Job scripture. But antimony is the number 51 on the atomic table of elements, having 51 protons, 51 neutrons, and 51 electrons. And we know that every element, atomic element, on the atomic table of elements is really the hydrogen atom at a higher level. Hydrogen, one proton, one neutron, one electron. Helium, two protons, two neutrons, two electrons. Therefore, helium is really two hydrogens. So taking that to antimony, we see that at the number 51, protons, neutrons, and electrons, really antimony is 51 hydrogen atoms. And because we know that the hydrogen atom was called atum in the ancient Kemet, Egypt, and that in the New Testament, atum is called Christos, and in Hinduism, Christos atum is called Lord Shiva, and in Islam, you have the ritual of the Hajj, where we all dress in white and march around the three-dimensional black stone of the Kaaba. The white light represents crystals. The white light represents hydrogen atom, fire, and the power of light to transform those waters of noon, represented by the three-dimensional black stone of the Kaaba, into the mass matter material universe that we have today. So we say antimony at number 51 is 51 Christs, 51 shadows. But the Almighty in James sees one Christ, one shadow, one image, and we can say one atum, one Lord Shiva, and one mass of people dressed in white, utilizing the transforming power of fire and light to transform ourselves and become born again. In this time, let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.